So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to the Daniel Latto podcast. It's a Monday. Feels like we've not done these for a couple of days, and that's probably because we haven't. We had guests here, and it kind of throws me off my routine. So we've not really had much of a chance to get the podcasting done. So we're actually a few behind, which means we have to catch up. Otherwise, we've got no buffer between when we actually record and when a podcast goes out. So if for some reason I can't do a podcast, it means there's no podcast that goes out that day, which is no good at all. So we need to catch up. Anyway, let's talk about how to deal with slow results and that we sometimes get. And really, I'm talking about how we deal with these mentally, more than anything, more than actual physical actions that we take. It's more about how do we manage this? Because let's face it, none of us are as far on as we would like to be, are we? You know, when I look back, I'm 49 now. So as I look back and I look at the results that we get, we've had some amazing results. But am I as far on as I expected to be? Absolutely not. And you could take anyone, take Elon Musk. If Elon woke up this morning and he says, am I as far on as I would like to be? The answer is no. And so we then go into this this mental cul-de-sac of, oh, I'm useless, I'm no good, I'm a failure, etc., etc. And, you know, then we start to compare ourselves with other people. You see other people with yachts and planes and all sorts of cash and going on exotic places and living a life of their dreams, and you're kind of comparing yourself, and then you just go down this hill, don't we? And it's ridiculous, because actually when I look at that, I guess sometimes people see us, you know, when we go to the beach hut in summer and it's a Monday morning, I'm having my granny fado, which is basically a lemon slush puppy, and I'm sat on the beach, I'm doing some work, and I might go live from there. People are then looking at me going, oh God, he's further on than I want to be. And there's always a bigger fish, isn't there? There's always someone else who's further on than you want to be. And I don't know about you, but I use that as motivation. I use that as being something that inspires me to do more. And sometimes I look at people, I'm like, goodness me, how come they're doing so well? They're idiots. How have they managed to do that? And they've done something that just happens to enable them to get, you know, a leapfrog ahead. And for the rest of us who put in grit, determination, hours, physical effort, day in, day out, non-stop, you know, that can be really difficult. So how do we deal with that? So first of all, I just want to talk about burnout. Burnout's definitely a real thing. I felt it myself. I felt it last week or two. Just things have been like down, I would say. But interestingly, I don't think this is me, like just me. I think this is what's going on around the world right now. We live in such dark times. I think it's really hard to have an aspirational outlook on what the next 6 months are going to look like. You know, we're in year three of the pandemic, and then we had Ukraine war, and we've still got Brexit going on, and we've just got loads of stuff going on. And it just feels like one thing after another after another. And we keep thinking, you know, are things ever going to get back to normal? And I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't know if I don't know what normal is anymore. Maybe this is the new normal. You know, I was reading a thread on Twitter, and it was talking about the 90s. It was a Star Trek thread, actually, where they went back in time to the 1990s. And we're walking around Las Vegas and Tuvok and Tom Paris, and they're saying, oh, it was a golden time. And I think about that, compare that to today, where we've got all this extra technology and all these amazing things that we can do now with technology. And actually, has our quality of life improved? I don't think it has. We can now work from home, which is great, which means you never get to switch off from work. Whereas you work 9 to 5, you leave the office, and that's it. You've got your life. Now, especially for entrepreneurs who've had this anyway for the last, God knows how long, hundreds of years, you go home from your entrepreneurial job and you never actually switch off. I had a handyman chasing freaking keys last night on a Sunday night for a job he's doing today. And I'm like, dude, you need to go sort this out. You should have sorted this out. You've had all week to go sort this out. What are you chasing me for on a Sunday night? I'm not doing it. Go sort it out yourself. And obviously he's now pissed off at me, but like, you're blaming, or not blaming, but you're pulling me into your own shit because you're not organised. I'm not doing it. And so we need to start putting these boundary conditions in to stop us getting dragged in every single time that, you know, something's not going right that they need our help with. They need to go learn it themselves. And actually, because of that, we're actually going to get a checklist of things, how Dan thinks. And some of this will be shocking for them because they kind of don't understand it. I don't want to know all the little nitty-bitty stuff about it. You're wasting my time. I've not got time for that. Anyway, talk about burnout. So burnout's definitely a real thing. And what we tend to do is when we're failing and when we're not as far on as we think we are, we go, okay, that's fine. I'm a entrepreneur. I'll go in and I'll work harder. I'll work more hours. I'll bring on more teams. I'll work longer time. In the time that I've got, I'll work twice as hard. And like, how many times do you think you can do that? if you're working 8 hours a day, how many more hours in a day do you think you're going to get? There's another episode. I was watching Star Trek yesterday, and it's an episode, and the woman's 300 years old, and she was going to be a counsellor, and she needed another 3 months to pass her exam. And the question was, what do you think she's going to learn in the next 3 months that she hasn't already learned in the last 300 years? And that applies to us as well. What do you think you're going to get done in the next 2 hours of working instead of 8 hours a day, working 10 hours a day or 12 hours a day? What extra do you think you're going to get done in that extra 2 or 4 hours that you've not got done in the 8 hours that you've had? You're just heading towards burnout. The hell are you doing? Look, this is like having a 1 litre bottle of water and getting a 2 litre jug and pouring a 2 litre jug into a 1 litre bottle of water and then complaining after you've emptied the jug that water's all over the desk. You're trying to put 2 hours worth, 2 litres of liquid into a 1 hour, into a 1 day or a 1 litre's worth bottle. You can't do it. Physically, you can't do it. You will burn out. So stop doing that. This comes down to a lack of planning, I would suggest, and we'll talk about planning shortly. But the burnout thing is incredibly real, and we need you to stay off burnout. I'll tell you what happens, right? If I go work out really hard this weekend, and I work out 16-hour days over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'll put 3 days into it. Do you think I'm going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s after that 3-day weekend of just, you know, putting in twice as much work? Of course not. It's a ridiculous thing. And yet we do it in our business. And yet, the thing that made Arnold Schwarzenegger look like Arnold Schwarzenegger was day in, day out from the age of 10 or 13 or whatever age he started lifting weights, every single day, consistently, over a long period of time. That is the thing that's going to get you the results. Not, oh, okay, well, I'm going to work twice as hard today. Like, working twice as hard over a long period, that might do it, but, like, is that even realistic? Or are you just going to burn out? And we know what the answer is to that. We know that you're going to burn out. So what the hell are you doing it for? And by the way, all coaching is self-coaching and all podcasting is self-podcasting. Really, I'm talking to myself here, just in case you weren't aware of that. One of the reasons why we do so many podcasts is often this is just me putting my thoughts, all these abstract thoughts, into one coherent sentence or sentences so that I can actually establish what I'm really thinking in my own mind. And then it just comes out of my mouth. We use it as a podcast. But really, all coaching is self-coaching. And all podcasting is self-coaching as well. Let's talk about balance. So you have to have balance. We watched the thing this morning of Will Smith smacking Chris Rock, and then all the feminists come out and say it's toxic masculinity, and then the hashtag Me Too stuff comes on, and it's like, no, dude, that's not toxic masculinity. That's a guy smacking shit out of someone because he talks shit about his wife. I would probably do the same if someone talked crap about my wife's illness. I might not do it on stage in front of, you know, millions of people, but I'd be having a quiet word round the back with Chris Rock. And then, you know, put him in a headlock and, you know, that bit where you rub your hand on his head really fast, give him a Chinese burn, whatever, right? But we're laughing, looking at that. And you know, Will Smith was not balanced in that moment. In fact, if you look deeper with the stuff that's gone on with his wife, he's wanting to prove to his wife that he would stand up and do whatever it takes in front of his wife. And I'm sure his wife was more embarrassed about that, as horrified as she was at the joke that was made about her. But there's no balance there in Will Smith's life right now. And, he needs help or a helping hand to talking through and walking through what he's going through right now. Just because you got money don't mean that you ain't got shit going on, okay? But what you need whether you've got money or not, is balance. Balance in the Force, young Padawan. I've been watching a lot of sci-fi recently, by the way. But if you've not got balance in your life, if you're not going to the gym and balancing that out with having family time and work time and thinking time and self time, time for you just to take the dogs out for a walk or go for a swim or go whitewater rafting with your buddies and drinking at night, whatever it takes, right? You need this balance. For me, I'm definitely unbalanced right now. One of the big things I'm missing right now is going out for a pint, for example. And I'm not saying, by the way, that alcohol is the problem. Far from it. I just want a pint. I want to go to a pub where I have a lamb shank, I have an open fire with a dog. I don't care whose dog it is, with a pint and a couple of mates. That's it, and I'm happy. And I haven't got that right now. It's work, work, work. And so this fear of burning out and this lack of balance is having an effect on me. And one of the reasons for it is for the last 2 years, I've not been able to travel anywhere. And then, you know, just everything just seems so much harder. We're organising a friend's 50th yesterday. We're talking about that in July, which is something I'm very much looking forward to. Except it's in drag, apparently. And we're going to see a West End show in drag. I'm not sure I'll be partaking in that specifically, but it could be fun. So getting balance, whatever that balance looks like for you. Is it going whitewater rafting at weekends? Is it going running? Is it going hang gliding? Is it playing Xbox? I play on the Xbox. Is it going for a pint? Like, not every night, because that's not balance again. It's about having balance. Balance is this, you know, this perfectly balanced lifestyle that complements what you do with all these little snippets. Going for a pint, going whitewater rafting, going for a walk with the missus, getting the little ones off to a friend's house. So you have some time for you two to go out and have a meal or whatever. Balance is in your life. If you've not got balance and it's tipped so far in one direction, which is a terrible band, if it's tipped so far over, you're going to struggle over the long term. And you need to find this balance back in your life. And one of the things that we've lost in the last 2 to 3 years is balance. We've worked from home, we've worked a lot of hours, we've not gone to the pub, we've not gone on holiday. I miss traveling. Like, I would pay money right now just to get on a plane and just fly around and land. Like, I miss traveling so much. And it's this lack of balance. And this lack of balance, this lack of traveling, this lack of working out, for example, and doing all these extra things that we used to do affects our everyday, day-to-day. We kind of taken a couple of days off last week. And boy, it was such a relief to have that balance again instead of having to work all those hours. And it puts us into a place of burnout if we're not going to do it. And so how do we do it then? How do we find that balance? And it really comes down to planning. Like, whitewater rafting is an example we use all the time, okay? So if you've not got balance and you've not got anything in the future to look forward to, okay, go book yourself something. Go book yourself a concert. I was, a year ago, I was looking at, what have I called? Foo Fighters in concert. And obviously the Taylor's just died this weekend, which is really sad. I say it's sad. He had 10 different substances in his system. So I'm not sure whether that's still sad or whether it's not. And I know that's quite controversial to say. But at some point, we've got to stop celebrating people who kill themselves through drugs and drink. Amy Winehouse springs to mind. That wasn't tragic what happened with Amy Winehouse. She killed herself through drink and drugs. Maybe the tragic part was that she was addicted to it, and that was the tragic tragedy there. But this all comes down to planning for you, okay? And so, you know, the Foo Fighters concert, I was going to book that, and then we couldn't because of the COVID and all of that kind of thing. And I really didn't fancy being around, you know, 10,000 people at a rock concert breathing on, singing on everybody. So we cancelled it. But book yourself a concert. Book yourself whitewater rafting. Book your holiday for 2022 now, so 2024. Give yourself something to look forward to. And one of the reasons why we do this is if you get a list of all the emotions, so at the top you've got contentedness, happiness, hope, joy, etc., right? You've got all these happy stuff at the top. And then at the bottom, you've got a line which is zero, and then everything below the line, and it gets increasingly worse, depression, suicidal thoughts at the bottom, anxiety, stress, shame, all that stuff is in the bottom, okay? And then what you do is, if you want, if you look at the top, you've got hope almost at the top. Joy and hope are almost at the top. You booking something in into the future will give you hope. It gives you something to look forward to. And it's definitely something that we've missed. Because of the pandemic, we've not been able to plan forward. That's definitely something that we do. Like, we're thinking about doing it this summer. But we're only at the thought stage. We're thinking about driving through to Italy. We've not actually planned anything as yet. And we need to plan that. And then we need to plan, you know, what's the plan for going to America in 2 or 3 years? Because it gives us hope. It gives us something to look forward to, something to aim towards. And if you haven't got that, and you wake up and every day is just the same, and every day is just the same, you're not getting any change in your lifestyle. We call this a contrast frame. So if I tell you a price is £2,000, but you don't have to pay that today, you just pay £197. Like, £2,000, £197. That's a contrast frame. You tell them what's in the product, okay? And then you say it's £2,000, but actually if you buy today, it's £197. That's a contrast frame. They're matching the £2,000 worth of value, and then you get this discount. It's the same in life. What's the contrast frame? If you're just waking up and you work every single day, and every single day is exactly the same, where's the contrast frame? How do you offset working every day, like 5 to 7 days every single week for the last 2 years, right, with going off to Disney and having a week off? There isn't one. It's just work. And again, you're going to burn out from that. And so you need to start planning, and you plan, not just for stuff in work. Of course, you should be planning that, but you should be planning, where are you going on holiday? What's your body going to look like 3 years from now? What's your body fat percentage, and what's your weight? What's your waistline measurements? What's your bicep measurements? What's all that going to look like? Plan it, and then aim for it. And this is one of the things that will help you deal with some of the slow results. Because the other side here is you need patience. Like, you're still really, really early. Even if you're in your 50s, which I almost am, or 60s, you're still early. Like, we complain about the digital marketing agency because it's not growing as fast as we would have hoped. But like we said right at the start, nothing is ever as fast as you would have hoped. Nothing ever is. I don't know somebody who wakes up one morning and goes, oh, wow, yeah, we've overdone, we've beaten all our goals. What do we call them? Where you write them on the board? All our targets. Oh, we have smashed all our targets. There's not many people that wake up and have that as a feeling. What you wake up with is, oh, we've still got all this work to get done before we hit our targets. And then what happens when you hit those targets? You increase the bloody targets anyway, right? So, again, you're heading towards burnout there. But look, you're still early. With our digital marketing agency, you know, we're increasing revenues all the time, increasing the number of customers, increasing our experience, increasing our staff members. What the hell are we complaining about? We're heading in the right direction. Everything's going well, mostly. You know, we have hiccups like everybody else in every other business. But generally, everything's heading in the right direction. You're still early. Patience is what you actually need right now, not burnout. Patience is what you need, not burnout. Burnout is just going to get you burnt out. Patience is going to get you the result. It just might take you longer. But maybe you think it's taking you longer, but maybe that's how long it was supposed to take in the first place. Maybe you weren't supposed to do this in 6 months or 3 years or 10 years. Maybe it's a 1 year, a 6 years or a 20 year type process. It's the same on property. We've been in property 25, 23 years. We've had so many problems in this last month or two with various properties, damages, tenants moving out, leaving it an absolute tip, boilers, tenants not paying and not moving out. We've had so many different things. And, you know, I've been really frustrated because I'm like, after 23 years of doing this, we shouldn't be in that position. And yet here we are. And maybe it's not supposed to take 23 years because that's what we see on Instagram and that's what we see on Facebook and LinkedIn. Everyone's a super successful business person, an entrepreneur on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram. All the Instagram models, they all fly private, don't you know, and drive Bugatti Veyrons. And have, you know, £1,000 handbags. All of them. They all do that. Even the men. It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. You're still really, really early in your business. And so you just need to add patience. Consistency is what will build your build your business over a long period of time. And patience is what will build your business over a long period of time. All right, hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a great day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.